Elaine Heil Taylor was one of those honored in the ceremony across from City Hall. She was a disabled Air Force veteran known to friends as Lainey.
Lainey was a talented artist.
Jocelyn Reese of the Veterans Multi-Service Center told a crowd of several hundred that Heil Taylor was loved by many and had just completed a housing application when she was killed in a hit-and-run accident this summer. Kevin died unexpectedly of a drug overdose. David Malloy with NHS Parkside Recovery said that doesn't minimize what he was trying to do to better himself.
I think if Kevin was here, he would want me to say that 100 times, that no matter how hopeless you feel, you always have an opportunity to live 2 lives in 1 lifetime.
Let us honor them. Dorothy Castile.
As part of the annual tradition, city and community leaders read the names of those who had experienced homelessness at some point in their lives and had died this year.
C.B.
Sister Mary Scullion with Project Home stressed the need to redouble efforts to end homelessness.
The people whose names we read tonight did not die in vain, but they move us to a deeper commitment to protecting the basic social and civic rights of all.
Because, she said, none of us are home until all of us are home. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.